Business owners in South Auckland say they've lost everything after a major fire ripped through a commercial complex last night. Multiple fire crews worked overnight in the suburb of Takanini, where roads and a motorway off-ramp were forced to close and several buildings were evacuated. A nearby gas station had to stop their pumps due to a high risk of explosion. Haisa Almeida reports.
JD owns Golden Hut Takeaways on Great South Road and was working when the fire started last night.
A lot of smoke come here, and nobody tell us it's fire until we saw that side of the roof. So we sent all the people out, and it's so scared we didn't take anything.
No one was injured, but six businesses were affected when the blaze broke out in a nearby restaurant around 9 o'clock. JD says the takeaway shop is her family's only income, and the damage will take a financial toll.
Got a lot of stock inside the shop. I really have no idea how to support our life. You know, if repair maybe take, I don't know how long it will take. If no, the business doing, we don't have any income.
Two shops away, Abby Greenwood was assessing the damage to her physiotherapy clinic. She was at a comedy show when the fire started and heard about it after leaving the venue. This morning, she found the shop soaked.
It's all flooded out because of the sprinkler system, and it's just, it's got no roof on or any ceiling tiles are all gone and everything.
Mrs. Greenwood says hundreds of patients will have to be relocated to another clinic.
We actually have another clinic at Karaka. So the team's working right now behind the scenes, just trying to contact everyone because we're talking hundreds of patients. And then if we can't get them into the clinic, then we'll treat them virtually.
This morning, the smell of the smoke was still heavy in the air, with ash and debris spilling out of businesses. Fire and Emergency sent 11 trucks. It says due to the structure of the buildings, the fire had a high risk of spreading, so a crew spent the night monitoring hot spots. Assistant Fire Commander Dave McEwen says the fire spread from the restaurant through a ceiling cavity, causing great damage.
The complex itself holds 9 different occupancies, and 6 of those have been affected by the fire. There's a lot of fire damage, obviously, around the point of origin where the fire started in the restaurant, and then it's spread through the mezzanine sort of ceiling cavity above the other premises.
RNZ asked the complex landlord for an interview, but he declined. He said he will be spending the day contacting insurance to assess the extent of the damage. For JD, the uncertainty is frustrating.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm so scared, and don't know how to do. Don't know who to call, or just cannot stand.
An investigation has begun into the cause of the fire.